We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The warrant that was granted in this case to allow videoing of all of these men who were showing up at the Orchid Day Spa down in Jupiter, Florida. The lawyers for Robert Kraft argue that this was an improperly granted warrant. This was a investigation into primarily misdemeanors, and usually you need felonies to get a warrant that is this invasive that would allow these cameras to exist in this spa. They could and had plenty of evidence that improper activity was already taking place at this day spa. My argument to you has been they were waiting for something like this to happen, that they wanted to catch a celebrity in a position of compromising value to increase the amount of attention that this investigation would otherwise receive.
That's Clay Travis. He's one of the armchair lawyers, like the rest of us are, out here trying to break this one down and figure it out.
We should just go take the LSAT and just so we all can throw that on our Twitter resume.
You want to do that?
What do you think your score would be?
It doesn't matter. I can just say I took it.
That's all that matters. Yeah. Just taking the test.
I'm a lawyer, kind of.
Passing the test. There was a lengthy story today by A.J. Perez in USA Today. And I don't know AJ, but AJ was speaking with lawyers on this and prominent attorneys who were giving you some interesting information. I think Amy Dash has a different view of it. Are we going Amy now? We're not going Amy.
Amy's
we're
here.
Having problems.
Oh,
we're having problems with the phone line.
Amy Dash sounds like an 80s pop singer, doesn't she?
We're having some problems with her phone line or our phone line or somebody's phone line.
Well, you want to read this tweet that she had?
Yeah, let me read her. Robert Kraft's attorneys are challenging the sneak and peek warrant to try to get the video evidence suppressed and thrown the case out. But the warrant was just unsealed minutes ago. This was yesterday now. And based on my knowledge of the facts and law regarding these warrants, it looks pretty solid and legit to me. So it sounds to me like she believes right now.
Which is complete opposite of kind of what we've been hearing,
I'm seeing an awful lot of this where attorneys are basically saying this David Ehrenberg has really overstepped his bounds, and that by doing so and presenting it as if they really had a case with this human trafficking, that he could do stuff that is just not normally granted in cases like that. Went to the judge, got the video cameras in there. We know how they did it. They went in and said there was a bomb scare and we're going to put all these video cameras. And then they were able to stop him, Kraft, on the highway or five blocks away and basically without probable cause.
So the warrant was just unsealed. So they unsealed the warrant. So she obviously read the entire thing. So she's got it. So news that was coming out from Kraft's lawyers was, okay, obviously slanted towards his side.
I'm just curious. Yeah, I'm curious what she saw, right? Because what we're seeing is, you know, maybe might not be able to use the video in this thing. You know, that maybe the traffic stop was illegal. You know, just a bunch of different things. The way they got the warrant doesn't seem to fit. However, she's like, it was just unsealed and she looked at the facts and said, yeah, they got a really good case.
And as I said, attorneys who are quoted in the USA Today piece have a much different version of it. So let's go to Amy Dash right now. She's on the line with us. Amy, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, you tell us, because I saw your tweet yesterday. We've had a lot of people basically said when they've looked at this warrant, they get the feeling right now that Ehrenberg and the people down there in Florida have overstepped their bounds in going in and enacting basically the Patriot Act, right? That's what they're doing to be able to get the snake and peek. And I get the feeling from reading your stuff that you think just the opposite, that this is a pretty solid case for the prosecutor in Florida.
I do, and the reason for that is because the Patriot Act, which came after the September 11th attacks and was almost unanimously approved by Congress, it gave broad discretion to law enforcement to basically go in and give delayed notice to people, and that's why you're hearing the term sneak and peek. There are actually investigations where law enforcement will go in someplace, and they'll take something out, and then they'll like trash the entire place and make it seem like there was a robbery. And then 10 days later, you'll get notice, and it will say that there was a warrant executed on the property. So this stuff happens all the time. It seems like something out of a movie when you hear that they used a bomb threat to evacuate the premises for the Kraft case and then went into this massage parlor and planted cameras.
So that wasn't a violation.
That's allowed.
That's allowed.
That's allowed because basically you do not have to give notice before you execute a warrant. And the reason for that, and this is the underlying reason for the Patriot Act and for this discretion, is you don't want to interfere with a law enforcement investigation. Now, if they were to give notice to these spa owners, hey, we're going to come in and search the premises right now, or we're going to come in a day or two and search the premises, what would they run and do? They would, I think it's like out of Goodfellas. They would be throwing the cocaine into the toilet,
ooh,
right?
I like Goodfellas reference.
So that's, if you look at the warrant, that was the reason. Law enforcement said, listen, we would be interfering with the investigation or the fruits or results of the investigation if we gave notice. That's why we need to go in. We need to get video to meet our burden of proof because it's high. And so now on the other side, Kraft's attorneys are saying, well, there were less invasive ways you guys could have gone about doing this. You could have interviewed the women that work at the massage parlor. But if you look at the warrant, they were saying they were anticipating a lot of problems with getting cooperation. And in fact, after the investigation, they did have problems with these women cooperating. One of the women said that her relatives in China were threatened. Their lives were threatened. And that's very common when you have suspicion of these international rings or women who are brought here from China. Now, just because they couldn't meet the burden of proof so far to charge human trafficking here, there have been indications that women were brought here from China or were brought to that massage parlor from out of state. In fact, at least one of the women, she's based in New York. I looked up her license, mm-hmm. and she had been planted in Florida. So you see these women being moved around constantly.
So what about the difference between monitor and record, which looks like the sheriff's department asked for in their application to the judge, and then he only came back and gave them monitor? That's another hole that looks like the defense is trying to, you know, throw at him.
That's what they're saying, but if you look at the warrant authorizes video recording. It specifically says from the judge that they authorize video recording.
Okay, so that news was false.
It wasn't false, but what they're trying to do is mince words. Listen, lawyers are going to make arguments. So, for example, one of their arguments was, well, Florida removed prostitution as one of the offenses that you could use this type of video surveillance for. Right? So that sounds like a convincing argument. Because if the Florida legislature wouldn't intend it for prostitution, then they're saying it's not legal to do that type of video surveillance in this circumstance for this type of a low-level crime. But then if you look at how they cited it, it was removed in 2000. So that was before the Patriot Act was even passed. So then the Patriot Act was passed after that, and of course that opened the door for these broader discretions and types of surveillance. So you kind of have to look at how the lawyers are just, they're being malleable, basically, with their words, because they're making arguments, and obviously they're trying to win, right? So everything on their side is going to be one-sided.
So, Amy, what about the illegal, the traffic stop? Was that illegal?
Uh-oh. We're losing her. She's dropping knowledge too. We can't hear.
I know.
So let's just wait till she's still on the line. But I don't know. It started getting staticky.
I think we lost her. Yeah. See if we can get her back again.
She read the warrant. So just the whole monitor and record to me, that was
again national correspondent.
Amy, you back on the line?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
I was saying you need reasonable suspicion of some sort of traffic violation to stop the car. It's unclear whether there was, so the defense is arguing that there wasn't, but they're saying if prosecutors have any type of evidence that the driver did do something illegal, they're willing to contest that at an evidentiary hearing, meaning they're saying, well, bring all the evidence that you have and we'll argue against it. So they're not saying that nothing existed. So I think the facts are a little bit unclear over whether there was anything. And there's so many different reasons to stop somebody. You don't have to just be speeding. You know, you could have like a broken taillight or something like that. So, but if there was no reason to stop him, then I think that would be they would have a good argument there.
All right. The initial reason that they were able to believe that there might be some type of trafficking involved was a health department report of the day spa. Now, according to Kraft's attorneys now, apparently, they claim that what is in that health report is much different than the way it's being
portrayed.
The way it's being portrayed by the prosecutor.
Yeah, I mean, so what was actually documented versus the conversations between the health inspector and the sheriff, then what you're going to have to see if this goes to trial is you're going to see that she's going to be brought up on the stand because maybe they have conversations that she didn't specifically put in the report. And then the question is going to be, well, why didn't you put in the report that you saw clothing, for example, instead of just a packed refrigerator? Because the defense is arguing, well, she only took pictures of a packed refrigerator, so that could just be people bringing their lunch to work, which happens every single day across the country. But if she actually saw clothing there that indicated that people were living there, well, that would be much more of a cause for law enforcement to go in. But the thing is that law enforcement was not reliant just on this health inspector's report. I mean, they went to trash bins in the back of the spa, and they tested napkins that came up positive for semen. They pulled over men coming out of the spa and interviewed them, and these men admitted, yes, I just paid for sex. So they had enough reasonable suspicion to say, we think there may be human trafficking going on here because there's evidence of a prostitution ring.
Just
because they didn't prove that later.
Yeah.
So that's what the defense is arguing. Oh, well, in retrospect, it wasn't a human trafficking ring, so you shouldn't have authorized it. But that's not what it's based on. It's based on, do you have reasonable suspicion that there could be women? And you see this all the time in Asian massage parlor busts. So based on their previous experience, they know that women who work for Asian massage parlors a lot of the times are brought here from China against their will, put in these positions. So it's really based on what do they reasonably suspect is going on, not in retrospect whether their suspicions were true.
We're talking to Amy Dash, and she is a legal analyst for CBS Radio. So you tell me, Amy, this plea deal that they offered him, I keep on reading that this was out of the ordinary, that it's almost as if they're protecting themselves by forcing him to at least say that he would be guilty if this thing went to a court of law.
Yeah, so they offer two different scenarios. One is a pretrial diversion where he would basically do the community service and he wouldn't have to plead guilty. And then as long as he complies with the community service and education, he wouldn't have it on his record. It would drop off, right? The second is he pleads guilty, but he still would not have a conviction as long as he complies with the community service. The reason that the prosecutors do that, and the reason they probably did that specifically with him and some of these other guys, is it saves them a lot of resources. Now, if they're charging 20 different guys, right, and 10 of them comply, but 10 of them don't, well, then they've got to go and try 10 cases. But if they plead guilty and they don't comply, you don't have to try those cases. They automatically get a guilty conviction.
All right, last one.
That's why they're doing it.
Okay, last one for me, Amy. The most important thing, it seems to be, to the Kraft family, Kraft himself, is the videotape, the tape of that they actually recorded. Do you think that's going to get out? Do you think, because you have different networks and like CBS and CNN trying to get that tape, and you also have, it seems like, Kraft trying to suppress it. In the end, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, well, he's trying to suppress it because he wants to get the case thrown out. So listen, a judge is all.
I also
time,
think there's some embarrassment factor on that also,
oh,
though.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. He doesn't want it out either way. But also, the judge, I mean, here's where he may have a chance at winning. Even though I think that the warrant was on law enforcement's side, judges all the time may disagree with how expansive a law is. So a judge might say, you know what, I think this is my opportunity to say that I don't think the Patriot Act should be used like this in the future. So I'm going to buy the arguments that his defense is putting out there, and I'm going to use this case as precedent to limit the use of it. And so he may agree with the defense, and he may suppress the videotape. Now, in doing so, he's overruling another judge, which you usually don't see unless that judge made a major error. So that's why it's less likely, but it could happen. But if he gets the video suppressed, not only will he save himself the embarrassment, because you won't have media outlets publishing it because they could be sued for violating a court order. You may have like some third parties try to get it and leak it, and then anonymously leak it, and you don't even know where it's coming from, and once it hits the net, forget it, you're never getting it off. But if they suppress it, then it's up to the prosecutor. Do they want to try this case? They could still try the case without the video, because a lot of the owners have now said that they're going to cooperate, so they could use the owners of the spa to testify against
him. So, Amy, last one for me. How does this thing end? Does it get to court, or is there a plea, and what do you think it would be?
It's really hard because all indications are that Kraft wants to fight this. I mean, you don't hire three high-powered attorneys like this unless you want to fight it. And, you know, he asked for a judge to try the case, not a jury. So that might be an indication that he wants to go to trial. If they, I think it comes down to the motion. If he loses the motion, and then they try the case, the video would be part of the trial, right? Because we've got cameras in the courtroom now for this. So everybody's going to see the video. So he's got to then make the decision, do I really want to try it, or was I just strong-arming them? And now I want to go talk to the prosecutors and say, you know what, maybe if you agree to lock this tape away or seal this tape away, I'm going to plead guilty. Or maybe they'll be willing at that point to give him the pretrial diversion without the guilty plea. But I think it comes down to the ruling on the motion.
But isn't that the difference in all of this? That he can get it sealed if he can prove that it was illegally obtained. And if that's the case, then nobody's going to get it. But based on Florida law right now, all of that evidence, even after it's adjudicated, that's all open to the public, right?
Yeah, but not, well, they can't release the video because now it's being contested, so they have to wait for the ruling on the motion. But I think people could still get it even if it's sealed up. I think, you know, there are always people that leak things and want to make money off of things. I would never say never, but you're not going to have the major media outlets publishing it because there's liability there.
All right, one final thing. You were in a court, I believe, for Craig Carton today.
I wasn't there. Pete Brush was there, Law 360, but I was following his, and I've spoken to Craig a couple times.
And the judge actually opened up the case by saying first time, long time. Is that accurate?
Yeah. You know what? She was listening the day that Craig Carton was arrested by the FBI. I was actually on with Boomer Esiason. I think we were talking about Ezekiel Elliott that morning because Craig had called out sick, and then Boomer found out when him and I were talking on the air. So she was listening that day. So she was a listener. So she actually introduced herself, you know, good afternoon, Mr. Carton, Colleen from New York.
Oh, no.
Caller.
That's amazing.
First time, long time.
Oh, my God.
See, so that's a lesson for all of us. That remember, every caller could be a judge somewhere down the road in our lives.
Yes.
Be very careful to these callers. All right, Amy Dash, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
See you later. Amy Dash from CBS Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.